What are the clinical situations that you would use Duvelisib in follicular lymphoma, and what about the issue of rituximab or not?
Well, you know, I use it in the setting of on-label patients that have had two prior therapies. Typically, these are folks that have had either R or R chemo, followed by another course of R or R chemo, and we have a discussion. Patients need to be able to be monitored. I think we can't simply write the prescription and say, come back in 6 months. So patients have to be compliant. They have to be individuals who will report their symptoms. If they're having diarrhea, we need to know about it. But I think this is certainly an option for patients, and even in young patients, as potentially a bridge to another therapy, to a more definitive therapy such as transplant.